Welcome to the Council of Moms. I love it. We are having a hard time getting started because we just want to talk to each other, which is actually the real true spirit of Council of Moms. Because in sharing, we have learned that sharing is caring.
So true.
Isn't it though?
It's so true.
But absolutely. It's the way that we process information, get great ideas, and help raise families, which is changing the world. And I stand by that.
Definitely.
So thank you for being here. I love this.
Our pleasure.
And I am really excited about our Council of Moms. And I just, before we get started, want to encourage you, whether you're watching on YouTube or listening on Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts, that you engage in the conversation. Because the whole purpose of the Council of Moms is to have real connection and not just having, you know, experts and influencers tell you what to do or how to do it, but to really connect with you, have real people who are raising children or who have, or in every like facet of you know, socioeconomic, races, gender, all of these things. We're raising different kinds of kids, and we want to share our ideas together to inspire each other in motherhood. So this is the Council of Moms. Boy, I just felt like I was like saying my anthem.
Yeah. I really believe in the Council of Moms, but yeah. I do.
It's
so
critical.
Please engage in the conversation in the comments, on social media. We'd love to hear from you because it doesn't really make it complete unless we're all connecting. It doesn't work. But here today, working, doing it, getting it done on the Council of Moms. My name is Lisa Valentine Clark. I'm the mother of five. I always say I'm raising five very different children who are actually now, two teenagers and three baby adults. So various levels of development, but all really, really fun. And I find myself in a transition part of parenting. People are kind of going to school or finishing school and just kind of starting their careers. And so I feel like it's a transition part of parenting. So that's my situation. But let's see who else we have here. We also have
Allison Dayton. And I have three grown kids, and one of them is married, and I have a grandchild now.
Oh, you're so lucky.
So lucky.
Which is heaven. Like, it really is all the things that they say it is.
It really
and
is,
even
isn't
a little
it?
Bit
it's
more.
It's even better than just being a mom.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. For sure. Because you know what? You're so good at it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And before you were
naturally.
Just faking it and yeah. trying to figure it out. But yeah. now I've got it. And it's like, yeah, she'll be fine. Yeah. She'll be fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
I've seen this before.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
It's so good. It's so much fun. And it takes away a little bit of the sting of raising adult children.
Yeah.
It's kind of a little treat for
I
that.
I like it.
So.
I love it. I'm Tanisha Williams. I am a widowed mom of one beautiful, she's going to be 10 next week. 10 next week, and I have two baby adult stepchildren who I love and adore, and we are all gingers.
Oh, really?
Okay.
We're all gingers.
So is the grandbaby.
We are keeping the race alive, guys. We got
it. Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I heard that, yeah, naturally occurring gingers.
It's a thing.
Are rare.
So my granddaughter is a ginger.
Really?
Yeah. We couldn't be more happy.
She's part of the club.
I know.
How exciting.
Well, my husband was a ginger, and so I'm a ginger. He was a ginger, and we had like 0.01% or so on and on and on and on for her to not be a ginger,
oh.
right? And he had blue eyes, I have blue eyes, so we were like dominantly recessive.
Yeah.
Like dominantly. Neither of my parents have red hair, neither of his parents had red
really?
Hair.
Really?
I think we just made an agreement in heaven that we were going to go down with full force.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of
we're
recessive. Yeah.
And we're
so
here.
I would tease him sometimes and say, if she comes up brunette, what would you do? What would you do?
Yeah. Then yeah. what?
It would have been really cool, but alas.
There's always hair dye.
Okay. Yeah, right. Alas, she was a ginger. So.
That's great.
That's funny.
I'm Carrie Ann Rhodes, and I'm an older mom of, I have two kids, and we're in the thick of it. We're in the sports and the school and the, you know, we're still in elementary school, and we're having the time of our life.
Good.
But puberty's on its way.
Yeah. That's on the top of your mind.
I feel that, yeah.
Brace
yourself. Even with just 10-year-olds, how do you already feel that in a 10-year-old?
You feel all that.
It starts then. It for sure starts.
Don't you always anticipate the next phase?
Yeah.
And I think one of the challenges of motherhood is just like enjoying the moment that you're in right now, knowing This is anything could come next.
Right. Now. Like, well, but you can feel it coming.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
In the small little sass that comes, that more need the for sass. Deodorant.
There oh, comes. Yeah. You can yeah. smell it coming yes. as well. The, the pimples.
And they don't get it. They're, yeah. They're don't, clueless. They don't. It's not. Plus, right.
I love it. Our official question, although it may go into talk about puberty hygiene. Because why not? Don't tell us what to do. Is how do I help my kids follow their passions?
It's a good question.
That is a good question. You know, don't you think that there are a couple of kinds of parents of the, hey, this is what we do. We do this and mm-hmm. then we do that. And it's usually like, you know, we go to college and we get a job and we make sure we have health insurance and a 9-to-5 or whatever. I don't know. You know, there's that. And it was easier to do in past generations. And then there's the, I don't know, you could do anything you want and yeah. everything is open. I pretend like I'm the second one. But sometimes I'm like, no, but make sure you have a 401k. You know what I mean? But follow your passions.
Right.
Well,
what does that
as
mean?
As long as you follow your passions when you're 10 and follow your passions when you're 25.
Right.
That's two different things.
We totally switch different. It because different. When they're little, you could be anything. Yes, you could be anything. And when they get to high school, we're like,
don't do
yeah, but also have you thought about electrical engineering? You know what I mean? Like, we're not throwing around electrical engineering when they're in the grade school, but we are. I find myself saying that a lot. Or you could go into computer science. I mean, IT is really fascinating. Oh, I mean, yeah. You want to be an illustrator. Cool. Yeah, you want to be a musician. Great. Oh, awesome. Creative. Wonderful. Mm. But also,
that's a great hobby.
Totally.
Well, I think sometimes I've found myself, I mean, my daughter's taken a completely different approach than I ever was. I mean, I love dance out of the womb, you know, like okay. I was going to sleep in my dad's arms to Donna Summer and, you know, that's how I fell asleep. And I danced from there on out. And so I kind of just thought, that's probably what my kid will do. Right. Mm, and it has not went that way at all. And what I find myself doing is like, I'm open to her doing whatever she wants to do. But I don't know how to involve her because I wasn't in it.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
You know? So yeah. It's like,
how do you do that?
Oh, crap. I know how to sign up for dance and theater. She does like theater and acting. So that's great. But basketball, I don't know.
But, yeah, but what if that's their passion? Exactly. That's the thing. You have to be so open to it.
Well, I had a friend whose daughter, I remember when her daughter was little, we were neighbors and she was in like a little 3-4-year-old dance recital and it was cute and whatever. And then she stopped. She's like, I don't want to do dance anymore. And then she got to high school and the daughter turned on her mother and said, why didn't you make me take dance? Because now all of her friends were doing drill team cheer and theater. Yep. And she was like,
It's a trap. And no mom ever escapes it. No. It's true, though.
You lose no it's matter the same.
Why didn't you? You force them to take piano lessons right. forever, mm-hmm. and they hate you for
and
it.
Or
and then if you say, oh, you don't like it, okay. And then it's, why didn't you make me go?
Because you were miserable.
Oh. Yeah.
And we had lots
I didn't
of fight.
Drive you yeah. across town.
And not worth the anyway. Fight. They have no idea how not worth the fight it is to make them practice or make them the fight of just going like...
I'm really impressed with moms who can get their kids to concert pianists. Like, that is some hardcore
do
momming.
Do you know, even my late husband, he studied to be a concert pianist until he was like 15. Like, it was on the path, and then he quit because he wanted to date girls and try out for student council.
Oh,
and
goodness.
He said, so my cute. Piano teacher cried and begged me not to.
And
he did. Yeah. He quit.
Because all 15. He knew.
Because he was a 15. He knew he was like, I have to like play 4 hours a day to be a concert. Yeah. But like, also, what would have happened? I mean, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're falling in love and all this stuff.
Right.
And
there's a balanced life. And so there's this. Okay. So that's a really good point that you just brought up, though.
Yeah.
Is sometimes we think their passion has to be their career.
Right.
Or it has to be, we specialize in everything.
Right. And, you know, having
like away sports.
Yeah.
Right. And having like a good like hobby or passion other than your work is so important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so like, important.
Yeah.
I mean, so what do you think that means then to help your kid follow their passion? Is it always their career or, I mean, should it be related? Like, what's your theory on that?
My parents did a good job with, like, they did a good job. They have 7 kids and my mom and dad were, you know, products of the 60s. And so they were a tiny bit more like enlightened about following passions and be, you know, what you want to be rather than like you have to do what my dad does or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they were really good about like simply having things be available. Like my mom, both my parents are actually pretty creative, but my mom was an actual like art major. And so she was thrilled that she had kids that wanted to draw or wanted to explore. So she, there were always, you know, drawing implements in the house. Mm. And then I really enjoyed drawing. And so when my dad's company was changing offices and they were selling drafting desks, they bought me a drafting desk that I got to have in my room, and they bought me like professional pens and it what it told me from them was that they did, they valued what I was interested in. And I mean, I don't, I didn't get an expectation from them or the feeling that they thought I was like some kind of prodigy. You know what I mean? Like that was not the feeling. It was simply
that pressure.
Right. It was just simply like, here, you can do this. And with seven kids, there wasn't a whole lot of money like for everyone to do sports and music and whatever. But so that, you know, they tried to, they did what they could. And so I've just kind of followed that philosophy too of like have stuff in the house that they can do that kind of combats the I'm bored or, you know, whatever, like figure it out. Yeah. However, now that I actually have the kids.
Yes. Go on.
I do have a son who plays club sports. Yeah. He plays club soccer.
It's so intense.
Oh, so intense.
And I never really had somebody that was in super general, into sports ball.
Yes. Yeah. And like my husband is way supportive. If I didn't have my husband, like, would this kid even be playing soccer? And like it costs a lot of money.
And
my daughter is not interested in sports or dance or any of that. And so what we're struggling with is like, how do we, what are we doing to like spend time with her, encourage her to do this? Like that's, it's a whole new thing once it actually like arrived on my doorstep.
Oh yeah. My husband was one of nine children. He was he was the only one that was quote unquote like creative.
Really?
Well, yeah, because they were all like into hunting and fishing and football. One of his brothers lettered in three sports. His other brother became a football coach. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And he played the piano.
And he played the piano and ended up being an actor.
Yeah. Wow.
And so he was just like, I just figured I was on my own. And but like his mom, you know, had a, they went to movies together and plays, and she put him in like plays and stuff like that when he was younger and after school kind of stuff. But he always used to say like, I found it because I loved it. Like no one could keep me from it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like just because it wasn't like the family culture, I would do it. And to their credit, his parents were like, that's great.
Yeah.
Just do that. Yeah. Well, great.
And that's that's amazing. That is the passion, right? Like,
I know. I cannot
be pulled away from this.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you have to. You know, I think it's hard, like you said, when you're so, you know, I'm creative. I was a jewelry designer and I love to paint. So I have all that stuff around, but my kids really aren't into that. One of them is. My youngest is into politics.
Oh, wow.
And not my politics.
No. Oh, wow. So what is that like? Wow.
There's a topic.
How do you follow that passion?
Right. And how do I, like, how do you get excited when they're, you know, it's like, you just have to do it. Like, this is their passion. You can't, I'm not going to change his mind. I want him to do something that makes him, like, gets him go buzzing. Yeah. I mean, like when you're doing something that just love, and he does. So I say, yay, this is awesome. Yes. Go intern with that senator. It's awesome. Go do it. You're going to be amazing.
I feel the intensity right here.
I do. And I don't want to break that in him.
No.
Nor do I want to break us.
Well, it's hard.
No, I'm learning. Great. But, you know, it's there's passions that you just don't understand sometimes. Yeah. And, you know, I wasn't a dancer. Like, I did boy sports. Yeah.
You know what, though? I felt so much pressure.
But I can appreciate it.
Yeah.
Did you?
It's amazing.
The thing is this is where I've started to really, like, our kids teach us, I think, so much more than we teach them a lot of the time. And my daughter has taught me so much in this whole scenario because I love dancing. I loved it my entire life, but it started to become what defined my importance, you know, like how much I was involved in it, what kinds of things, what clubs I was involved in, what I did, when I did it. And I was tired by the time, you know, like later in high school, my early adult years,
a little
I
burned
was like,
out.
Yeah. I just dreamed of being able to go to school, go home, do homework, and watch TV. That's mm-hmm. like all I wanted wow. to do. But yeah. but I was so pulled towards that need that it wasn't until I lost my husband that I realized what an important tool it was because of the passion that was behind it.
Hmm. Yeah.
Because it brought me confidence, joy, and it released negative emotions, right? And so that's what I desire for my daughter to find now yeah. is something that gives her the ability to release negative and yep. make room for positive. I call it R&R's, release and rebuild.
Oh, that's so that. Great. I tell my friends, like, who knows what will happen to you in the future, but everyone needs a creative outlet.
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm. and maybe that's not the same thing as a passion, but I do feel that sometimes we use them sort of interchangeably, and we right. always just assume someone's passion is like painting, dancing, sports,
something
piano,
or something yeah.
overtly creative, where your passion could be helping people. Yeah. I mean, right. I'm being totally serious.
Absolutely.
Your passion yeah. could be, you know, social impact. Your passion could be just being able to have a certain, like, lifestyle,
yeah.
like
yeah.
like where you can create a little homestead. And, like, I mean, our passions can, I think
over.
If we expand our idea of passion, it
yes.
takes the pressure off our
yeah.
kids
yeah.
a little
yeah.
bit.
And if
yes.
we let them lead. Yeah. Because yeah. I think sometimes our kids get into things and then we're like, oh, yeah, all in. We're like yeah. shoving you all into this yeah. thing. And you are going to do ODP soccer. And you are. And I look at it and I think, whoa, dude, what?
But it's hard.
It's hard.
Because I totally agree with you, but I just spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars completing a drum set because my daughter wanted to play the drums.
So
and
much.
This is her passion. And she doesn't practice.
No.
And she's not taking lessons.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm looking at, I'm like, I just... could have spent that money on
yeah.
something else.
We have bagpipes at our house that
oh,
are sitting there.
Like, is that
wow.
just,
it would be so
is
cool
that
if they
just
played
the price
right?
of motherhood?
Right.
Do you just have to have a sunk cost?
Yeah.
Of, like,
yes. I think as parents, we need to accept that, like, what I'm so impressed, Tanisha, is that her passion with dance, like, really created resilience. Like, any
yeah.
passion can do that, where
yeah.
you learn, like,
yeah.
work ethic and, like, you learned a lot of character. Like,
right.
it was physically difficult. And then you spend hundreds of dollars with the drums.
A drum set.
I do think parents sometimes have to just be like, okay.
Let it go.
And,
and give
we
it
know.
To a nice kid in the neighborhood.
I was just going to say, give somebody a ripping deal.
I mean, there's somebody that really
like,
is,
yeah,
has
that
a passion for drums.
Drums.
Yes.
There is a kid that has a passion
yeah.
for drums somewhere.
Except that your child is not
those.
A prodigy, but it's
yeah.
not...
Right.
It's not always, sometimes it is, it's not always a waste of money to be
right.
pouring into those passions because
yeah.
they're developing something,
yeah.
hopefully. That's
hopefully.
Well, and you know, you bring up the idea of like a prodigy. We have this idea, and I think this puts unnecessary stress on kids, that if you don't learn it or do it when you're young, then it doesn't count.
Right.
And it's just so ridiculous because,
yeah.
you know, I'm on the other side of 18. And
what?
I know.
Just a little bit.
Further and further every day. But... I'm still discovering like things of like what I'm passionate
yeah.
about or like I still, even if I don't do it as like a profession and
yeah.
that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I do think that our culture, we have this weird idea of like even what that word passion
mm-hmm.
means
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
what it should mean to your
yeah.
everyday life.
Yeah.
Well,
it
and it's
like.
It's sort of a little bit self-care, right?
Yeah.
Like
mm-hmm.
oh, painting
yeah.
for me is self-care and
absolutely.
I haven't done it for years, but I want to
Same.
Soon,
me
soon.
Too.
But like it, like learning, like, supporting your child's passion allows them to then later in their life support their own passion,
yeah,
yeah.
which you sometimes feel guilty for. Like,
yeah.
you know, whether you're into woodworking or bird watching or whatever, like, I think it's a good thing to be able to kind of take care of yourself in that.
Do you think it's a good thing to encourage your kids to have their profession be their passion?
I mean, if you can do that, I think you're really lucky.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think you're, what's that, you know, find something you love doing and
yeah.
you'll never
you
work a day
work
in your
life.
Life.
Yeah.
I mean, that idea is terrific.
Do you think it's
that
true?
I think so.
I love what I do, but it's work.
I love what I do, and you still have to get up and go to work when
yeah.
you don't
when
want
you would
to.
Rather not.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
like, my brother is like a yeah. rock star. He's a little rock, like everyone would say, of course, and he would never complain about his job. But there are some things that he has to do like any other
sure,
job.
Doesn't want yeah. to, doesn't
where yeah. you have to. It's a job.
Yeah. And yeah. what is he? And I'm sure right? he has like something outside of he playing does. Music that well, he loves.
100% that he's your, more obsessed with, right. yes. and it's pickleball. Sorry, James.
Oh, oh. But yeah. But you know, once you're, once, you know, when I was doing jewelry, it started to yes. be a business,
right?
And then and it changes. I lost the creative part of it and started painting because I didn't have.
So you shifted.
Yeah, because that
have
was
to have
a
both,
business,
right?
Yeah. Oh. So I went into yeah. that next phase of like, I need something that feeds me.
See, that makes
versus something
a
that
lot
I'm making money with.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
those are two totally uh-huh. different things.
That's yeah. difficult because as a, I'm an artist yeah. by yeah. education and whatnot and passion, uh-huh. but I felt a lot of pressure to monetize mm-hmm. my art, like mm-hmm. that it's if pressure. I'm going to waste, I mean, see, I even said I like know. waste yeah. this time and money on doing something that I've got to get some kind of return.
Right.
And like 4 years ago, I started ceramics and I am so bad at it. There's no way
I love it.
I can monetize so cool. this. But what I'm gaining from it is so much more than simply like a way to make money. But it's been hard. It's been a real mental challenge to yeah. pull back from the idea that your passion has to be your job or your right. passion
well,
has to be
your... Well, what else are we teaching our kids, though, to follow their passions? We're also teaching them, like you were saying, like that time, how mm-hmm. we talk about it. It's not a waste of time to have a hobby. It's not a waste of time right. if you don't monetize it. Like those, that yeah. will help them.
Or if you're not the best in the world.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
I always tell my kids I'm art? Such a mediocre piano player, so mediocre. And it takes me forever to learn a song, but I love it. And I find value in it and stress release and all yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah. And I say those things out loud because I hope it will give them permission to pick up things that they're not instantly
yes.
good at
yeah.
or right. not good at after 40 years of playing.
Yeah. Well, it's, what were your two R's?
Release and rebuild.
Release and rebuild. Like, that's such yeah. a good mm. way like of that. Saying it. Like, you're just...
That's exactly what it does
pursuits
for me.
Are.
Well, and it I feel like when we talk about passions or hobbies or things that we like to do, can we actually connect to the emotional component that's there? Ooh, like yeah. mental and emotional health, it actually gives us that. And it's a tool only we're yeah. the only ones who can utilize that tool, yeah. right? So often we look outside of us to see what it is that we can pull in for reassurance or faith yeah. and hope and obviously, I mean, I love God and connect with him as much as possible, but he's also given me the gift to love to dance, to love to go out on a hike. I had a client once that just likes to do math for fun. I thought she was crazy.
Oh,
but,
my.
But there's that, right? Where does it emotionally and love mentally that. Connect with
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
It rebuilds you. And if my daughter can find that, that's what I want for her. Because
and I like that idea that your passion is the way that you give back to other people. It's a way that you show up in the world. It's the mm-hmm. way, like, it's not just like this thing I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like that it has right. a purpose that's like outside of yourself. I do love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're coming to the end of our time, which it always goes by so quickly.
I know. How did that happen?
I know. Isn't that weird? So I would love to give everybody a chance for sort of a final word on like just leading in, your kids through or to their passions in life and how you encourage that, whether it's like your last piece of advice or the most important thing that you've learned or what you're passionate about. Final words?
I'll reiterate.
Yeah.
I'm as a mom, I'm simply and dad, he's we're doing this together, but we're simply trying to make it available. And I hope I don't spend hundreds of dollars on bagpipes or drums.
You totally will. You will.
But there's been hundreds of dollars of soccer that
that's
we're never
going
to get back. Yeah. But he's had the second it becomes not fun, we'll stop and we're okay with
sure.
that.
Yeah.
Right. Make it available.
Make it available. I love it.
I think for me it's like I said, like I feel like I'm the one who's learning like how to step into allowing her to enjoy the journey of finding what it is that she is going to be passionate about. And I've been really self-conscious, like not wanting to put any of the pressure on her that I knew I felt even inside of my own passion, you know, and allowing her to just, and she is such a free spirit, but I want her to enjoy the process of finding it, enjoy the process, and do my best to just not feel that angst inside. I'm like, I don't know how the heck to sign you up for that, but I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah. Right? Protect her from
it. You're going to find another mom that knows how to do it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I think passions are important for kids, because it individualizes them. So, you know, when they're little, everybody does soccer or plays lacrosse or dances, right?
Yeah.
So then when they get older and they want to do something like bagpipes, then you think, cool, like that's totally your own. That's not what everybody's doing. And they, you know, I love that idea of just letting them kind of go with the idea. Now, whether or not the bagpipes, you know.
You know, maybe, maybe your kid playing the bagpipe and my kid playing the ocarina, which is,
what is that?
When you were saying unusual instruments, like it does help them stick out. I love
they,
that point.
They get to be who they are and they get to be themselves. And I think that is awesome too. That, I mean, you know, if that makes their life hum and makes them, gives them energy, awesome.
Yeah, I love that.
And helps them. So as they, you know, because they're looking at what everyone else is doing.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I have to do that. But at some point they're going to be like, no, I want to, I want this.
I think my final advice is that there are some people who walk around not passionate about anything.
I feel sad.
And if I'm going to err on the side, I will be passionate about too many things.
Everything.
Jane of all trades.
I'll take your passion. I'll do it.
Right? Yeah. And if we don't have if we don't teach our kids to get really excited and try new things, even if it comes at a personal financial cost.
Hopefully,
which is a privilege I get, like to be able to do 100%
grateful.
But there's lots of ways that we can encourage them to do it. Yeah. But it's a kind of actually I think a fun way to parent. By following different passions.
Absolutely.
You know,
and making it a journey. I'm taking
that
with me.
Not forget that. Yeah.
I'm taking that with me today.
And making it part of the family culture.
Yes.
Right. Like that we all do these fun different things.
And we're all still a piece of fruit on the tree.
I love this.
Delicious.
Well, I'm passionate about the Council of Moms. How do you like that? But I am. I'm passionate about connecting people together. So thank you for helping me do that today. This has been really great.
It's good.
And I'd love to know what you're passionate about. Actually, you know what I'd really like to know is leave a comment in YouTube about the the passion fails, like my drum set that you have had. Help me to not feel so alone. I want to know, what did you spend a lot of money or time on that didn't pan out?
That's perfect.
It'll just be a way for us to just keep going and not take ourselves too seriously.
Hey,
thanks for watching the Council of Moms.